The following program is sponsored by Online Trading Academy of Kansas City.
Today's show is provided for entertainment and general information purposes. Opinions expressed are those of the presenter only. We make no promises or guarantees of investment performance. Online Trading Academy is not a broker-dealer, certified financial planner, or registered investment advisor. Online Trading Academy is the world's most trusted name in professional trader and investor education. Enjoy the show. Hello, future traders and investors, and welcome to Power Trading Radio. I'm Christopher Crum in studio today with my co-host, Mr. Matthew McGrath. Welcome, Matt.
Thank you, Chris. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you so much. Hey, if you're brand new to the show, you probably don't know that this show is fueled by a company named Online Trading Academy, and Online Trading Academy will be celebrating their 21st anniversary in June of this year. So we've been around for a long time. What we specialize in at the Academy, if you can't guess, is teaching people how to trade and invest in the financial markets. So when we talk about trading, we're talking about frequent buying and selling in the financial markets. You could choose to buy and sell stocks, but there's also the options market, the currencies market. There's also the global future. Did I say futures yet?
You said currencies.
I said currencies. Now futures market. And now, of course, the cryptocurrencies market is emerging on the scene.
Yeah.
So we teach people how to trade really the primarily the markets that are being regulated, which would be stocks, options, currencies, and futures. And, of course, when we're trading, we're buying and selling with high frequency. We all know that the way we make money buying and selling stuff is to buy low and sell high.
Yeah.
So we're teaching you how to do it with high frequency. And if you do it enough, then, of course, I'm talking daily, weekly, monthly, and you can create an income stream from that, whether you decide to make that a passive income stream and let the account grow and you're saving for something, or maybe it's a scenario where you love your job, you're doing your dream job. But you know what? Let's face it. Sometimes the dream job doesn't pay as much money as we'd like, right?
No.
So you'd like to keep your job, but maybe you'd like to make more money so you could live in the home that you want to live in, take those vacations you want to take, live life to its fullest, so to speak. And then there are those that really hate their jobs. I mean, I hate to say it, but over half of America doesn't look forward to getting up and going to work every morning. They don't enjoy their tasks at work that they're performing. They're just doing it. They're trading their time for a paycheck.
Yeah, to pay the bills.
Yeah, and so those people, a lot of them would like to retire. Trade full time for a living. I know I've met over the years quite a few people that were in jobs that were very physical jobs,
In
construction and things like that. Truck driver, you wouldn't think that's physical, but it is pretty taxing and it's hard on your body to sit that amount of time. And so they just become physically unable to, it's starting to affect their health and they want to get out of it.
So many fields like that. I see people like that every week.
Right. So those people want to retire and trade full time for a living and pay the mortgage with the profits that they receive from doing that. We've had tons of graduates that have done that over the years. Now, the other area of expertise that we focus upon at the Academy is teaching students how to invest in the financial markets.
Right.
So we're talking about your long-term savings. This could be managing your tax-deferred accounts like your 401ks, self-managed IRAs, those types of things. And then, of course, you could just have a brokerage account where you're buying and selling stocks, buying and holding stocks for a period of time and then selling them later down the road. But it could be your long-term life savings that you're trying to build up.
Sure.
And what a lot of people don't think about when they're talking about investing, because you're not going to be spending the money next week, they don't really perceive that as being an income stream. But when in fact, that's what you're building. You're building an income stream that you would use later to pay your bills. And the idea here is that we build an account accounts that are large enough so that one day, you're not dependent on the government solely Social Security to retire on. You don't want to be a ward of the state.
No.
And you don't want to be dependent on your friends and family, your kids to pay your bills or take care of your housing for you. You want to be at a place where you're financially independent. You're no longer dependent on a job to pay the mortgage, right?
Right.
And that's what we teach students how to do, because you know what? Wall Street has this arsenal of skill set that allows them to make money in the markets no matter what the prices do.
Right.
If the markets are going up, then guess what? They're going to make money. If the markets plunge, then they'll make a ton of money. It doesn't matter.
Right.
The only time they don't make money is if price flatlines, if it just kind of goes sideways. You need to have some upward or downward movement to make money in the financial markets.
Sure.
And then, you know what? Wall Street invented the right thing, right way to describe how options came into play.
Yeah. I mean, it was a vehicle that was,
it was constructed.
It was really meant to be used to insure other assets, but Wall Street started trading them, right? It's a form of derivatives trading.
It is. And it's a way for you to go ahead and insure the stocks and the bonds that you've got in your long-term portfolio. Because, you know, if you're in a buy and hold investment, then you truly are dependent on the markets going up for you to make money from that.
Sure.
And so what an option does, it provides you the right to sell that asset at a specific price. So it could be the price you paid for it.
In the future,
right? In the future, on or before a specific date. So if the Dow does drop, if it does drop 8,000 points with no chance of recovery, then you can sell that stuff. You can go back to cash, and then you put your money into things like inverse ETFs, things that go up when the markets are going down.
Right.
Right, Matt?
Yeah.
So that's what we do at the Academy. We teach people how to trade the markets and how to actually, create profits from buying and frequent buying and selling so that they can supplement or replace their income. And we teach long-term investors how to manage risk in the markets, how to get exceptional returns so that they can eventually become financially independent.
Right.
And if either of those concepts resonate with you, if you think you could enjoy the freedom of trading for a living, the freedom of schedule, unlimited earning potential, if you'd like to have control over your income, trading is a great way to do it. You don't have to wait for your boss to go through your yearly review to give you the 3-4% raise you're going to get that year. If you could see yourself managing your long-term investments while you manage risk and then to create financial
or managing the person who manages them for you.
Right. So sometimes it's hard to have an articulate conversation with a financial planner because they understand the industry and you don't.
Right.
So if either of those concepts resonate with you, I've got a great idea for you. You got to check us out on the World Wide Web at TradingAcademy.com. That's TRAD as in Dan. TradingAcademy.com. And that is all one word, my friends. So check us out on the web, TradingAcademy.com. Hey, I think we've got a great show in store for you folks today. What we talk about on this show is, of course, trading and investing in the markets, what that looks like. If you're interested in opening your own little trading business, we'll get into that the next segment and talk about what it takes for you to get started trading. Nice. How difficult is it? We do a pretty good job of simplifying things in this show.
We do.
So I don't think you need to be intimidated by the fact that we might be talking about covered puts and naked calls and Bollinger Bands and Fibonacci and all that stuff.
Right.
We're going to talk about just a realistic way to approach the financial markets and so that you could be successful at creating some income in the financial markets. So invite you to stick around. Also on our commercial breaks today, we'll give a few of you guys the chance at some really cool giveaways. We like to give folks stuff. We'd like to bribe you to stick around and come and listen to us next week. We're going to pause real quick, but we'll be right back. Hey, if you're a little confused about what you're doing right now, well, you're listening to Power Trading Radio with Christopher Crum and
Matt McGrath.
And I might mention that our wonderful producer, Mr. Matthew Roberts, is in the production booth flying the plane for us today. So as I promised on the last segment, we would talk a little bit about trading in this segment, because trading is truly the sexy thing that we do at Online Trading Academy. There's immediate gratification. If you place 4-day trades today in the morning, day trade means you're going to go to cash at night. You're either going to sell it off, sell your position either for a loss or a profit, or else you'll break even. I mean, that's the only three outcomes that can possibly happen.
And you're going to be in and out during the same market session.
Right. In and out during, that's a great way to put that, Matt. So you go to cash, but, you know, it's pretty awesome to start the day off with XYZ amount of money or ABC amount of money in your account and end up with XYZ by the end of the day, right? It's pretty exciting to see that change. You make money every day, every single day. So trading, by the way, is something that I believe a lot of people think is risky. And I think a lot of people think that the markets are too complex.
Right.
That maybe you need to have a Ivy League education to be able to act as your own broker in the financial markets.
Right.
And manage your own money. And, you know, there's a little bit of truth to all of that.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's a learned skill. That's what we've been doing for 21 years. Almost 300,000 students have gone through our classes over the years, and these are people that are just lay people. A lot of them don't have any education at all.
Well, I actually think that's an advantage because you don't bring any bad habits to the table.
Right.
We always have a few students in each of our classes here that have traded before, but who are trading unsuccessfully. And so the first thing we have to do with them is, you know, unteach them what they've already learned. Sometimes they try to blend what they're doing now with our strategy, and that can be a disaster.
Absolutely. It oftentimes is a disaster.
Yeah.
You know, what we've done is we've invented a mousetrap. In fact, it's a patented rule-based strategy that we teach our students. And, you know, a lot of times people think, well, there's so much to learn. You've got to learn fundamental analysis. You've got to do all this research if you're going to invest in companies. And then there's support and resistance, whatever that means. And you can really, truly overanalyze.
Oh, no, you definitely can. That's one of the most common mistakes that novice traders actually make is they overanalyze. And I think part of the problem is I think sometimes people confuse investing with trading. You know, if you are going to hold a stock for, you know, months or years at a time, of course, there is some research you want to do, right?
Of course.
We do want to know, you know, whether that's a growing stock, what their sales are, what their forward-looking price-to-earnings ratio is, and so on. That I think a lot of people confuse that with trading. And when we're trading, what we're trying to do is today generate income from the market.
Right.
So we want to be in and out today. And that has nothing to do with fundamental analysis.
No.
That has to do, again, with finding a good entry point, a good exit point today, making sure that we don't have to risk very much money on that trade. If we're wrong, we don't lose very much money. And then if we're right, we're going to make more money than we lose if we're wrong.
Right.
That's really what you're trying to do.
You make a great point, Matt. So when we're investing, and what I like to tell students is that if you're going to buy into stock and you're going to hang on to it for a couple of years, then obviously you want to buy into a company that's green and growing versus one that might be ripe and rotting.
Sure.
And so you want to find one that's growing because as that company grows, of course, the value of the company grows, which means that equity in the company is worth more. And then, you know, you're going to end up having the price elevated over the next couple of years. It's going to appreciate in value right along with that company.
Sure.
But you're right. Yeah, when you're day trading and swing trading, these are short-term trades. A day trade happens within that same market session in one day. A swing trade might occur over the course of several days or several weeks.
Yeah.
But either way, what we're truly doing here is we are leveraging artificial price movements that occur in the markets every day.
Exactly.
And when I say artificial, I mean it's because of artificial stimulation that causes the price movement.
Yeah.
It's imbalances of supply and demand. You guys learned this in sixth grade.
Yeah.
That's what causes it. If, let's say, everybody in the world today, there's 39 million retail traders out there, not to mention then the professional trading community, 39 million people, you know, managing a little bit of money in an E-Trade account. But if for some reason, everybody gets hot on, let's say, Sprint stock today, and everybody decides, I got to get me some Sprint stock. Everybody's convinced that the price is going to go up. So as they go out and they start buying up, they'll buy up they'll consume every share of stock at any given price point. Once those shares are consumed, now there's buyers left over. They're looking for new sellers. So they're going to increase their bid price, right? And it drives the price up.
Exactly.
So that's what happens when there's demand in the market for a specific asset. But it happens every day, doesn't it, Matt?
No, and like you said, it's all day long. I mean, it has nothing to do with the fundamental value of that company, right? That hasn't changed from yesterday. It's just today there's more demand for one reason or another. Like you said, people are getting on the bandwagon and they're all buying. And so that is the definition of artificial demand, right?
Sure. So most students that come to the academy, and of course, you know, we give away some of these workshops to you folks listening to me right now. Over the breaks, we give away some workshops for folks to come in. Number one question is, okay, so I guess what I need to do then is I need to choose an asset, and then I need to figure out what is going to happen to the price on that asset today. Is it going to go up? Is it going to go down? How do I do that?
Right.
And the key to it is being able to look at a chart. And we use candle charts, by the way. And you use it to identify where it's likely these banks and institutions are putting their money. They make big moves, so they push price around. But also you can identify where supply and demand is likely to be going out of balance.
Right.
And so that's when that's how you find the assets that you're looking to trade that day. Our students, we know, we tell them in the beginning, as a beginner, once you learn how to do it, you should really just focus on four high-quality trades each day.
Right.
Trades that are low risk, high probability, and high reward by nature. These trades, what I'm really talking about when I say those three terms, low risk, high probability, high reward, we're really looking at an entry into the trade, right, Matt?
Yeah, exactly.
Whether we're going to bet that the market's going up or whether we're going to bet the market's going down.
Yeah, that's the first thing you need to know is whether you're going to be buying or shorting that asset today.
Right.
You know,
right.
If we think it's going to go up, we want to buy. If we think it's going to go down, we want to short it.
Right. But we actually use the words supply and demand frequently rather than support and resistance. We're looking at the core element, the core reason why What's going to drive that price up or drive it down? It's an imbalance of demand versus supply, demand oversupply. We can see that price is going to go up. We call it a demand zone, don't we, Matt?
Right, exactly.
And then we can tell if price is going to go down. If it's going into supply, if there's more sellers than buyers, and we can see that in the chart, based upon market movements, then obviously we're going to take a short position. We're going to make money on the markets when they go down.
And well, it has to go down when there's more supply than demand.
If you haven't heard of a short position before, maybe we'll get into that in the segment three, because you do need to know how to make money in the markets when the markets
are especially going down. Now, as volatile as the market is. I mean, again, we've had a lot of down days on Wall Street lately. And again, if all you have in your arsenal is the ability to make money when price goes up, you've had no ability to make money trading the last couple of weeks.
Right. That's right, because the markets have gone down. In fact, I think we talked about it last weekend, Matt, that the Dow was at 26,000-ish towards the end of January, and then in the middle of February, here's down 23,000, so almost 2,000 points.
Yeah, it went down in 14 days, the amount that it had gone up over 4 months, from September 26th to January 26th. And, of course, the reason for that is price goes down much faster than it goes up. And that's, again, why you have to have shorting in your arsenal. You'll actually hit your targets much faster than you will if you only are able to buy and sell.
Right, right. So if you can identify on a chart where it's likely that price is going into supply or demand, then you've immediately identified what your position is going to look like today, whether you're going to buy low and sell high, or whether you're going to go short, which means you're going to sell first, borrowed shares. And then you'll wait for the price to drop and then buy them back and give them back to the entity that lent you those shares.
Yeah, that's what's going on behind the scenes when you press the sell short button.
Right. So, but you've automatically identified what direction you're going to go with it, haven't you?
Exactly.
If you can identify where the imbalance of supply and demand is on these assets. You know, in our workshops that we teach, when Matt's teaching them, he actually shows our students a free online tool that you could start using tomorrow.
Yeah.
And shows you how to identify those four trades in literally a matter of minutes.
Yeah.
And identify whether you should be taking a short position or a long position.
Yeah, and that's critical, because again, someone who doesn't have any training, one of the reasons they find this intimidating is, you know, there's over 7,000 companies that are publicly traded. So how do you even know which ones to look at today? And again, there's online tools available that in 2 minutes will narrow those stocks down and tell you which four would be the best to buy or short today.
That's right. So you know what? It's pretty cool. Once you learn how to do it, and you can just look at the charts and you just kind of automatically know. It's like it's a second nature as reading a book.
Yeah, or riding a bicycle. I mean, right. It's a skill. Again, once you do acquire it, you never lose it.
Exactly. And students can be wildly successful, by the way, trading the financial markets. And again, it doesn't matter if the markets are going up or going down. You can just do it. And you can do it with as much frequency as you want to.
Yeah.
And we have students that sit in front of the computer all day long because they love it and they're just excited about it and they're just involved in the markets. It's fun for them.
Yeah.
And then there are other people like me and Matt. You know, we set up our trades. I set mine up first thing in the morning while I'm having my coffee. I set up 4 trades every day.
Yeah.
And then I go do other things. I set it and forget it. The software, brokerage software that we use, it's a computer. So you can tell it what to do. You can tell it what price to buy and sell for.
Right.
And it just does it for you.
And I do the same thing. And again, you don't even have to do it during the daytime. Again, I think a lot of people think you have to trade when the stock market is open. But remember, that's just one market. Futures and Forex are 23 and 24-hour markets, respectively. And they're open 6 days a week. So one of my favorite times to trade is in the evening, actually. So I like to trade sometime between 7 and 9 in the evening. I have to trade at that time because then I've got to go to bed, right? I'm not tempted to watch those trades after I set them up. And again, I'm set and forget like you. If I watch those trades, I'm tempted to make a lot of emotional mistakes.
Well, in the beginning, Matt, you know what I did is I told the brokerage software, I realized that I probably shouldn't set and watch it, because then I had the emotional tendencies to want to fiddle with the trades. I hate to lose on trades, but it's just a part of your expenses in the trading business is
sure.
You're going to lose on trades. So, but I decided to sit it and forget it and just not watch it. But then I told the brokerage software to go ahead and text me every time it made a move. And, that's just almost as bad.
Yes.
Because it's texting you and you know that it's approaching your loss, your stop loss, and you're going to lose money on it. Then you would want to rush to a computer and make some changes to it. But if you're an emotional person, it's better to do that. Just set it and forget it.
And well, and also it ensures that you never have a big loss, right?
Yeah.
One of the things we teach our students is you should only risk 1% of your account per trade. Some will do 2%. That's what the book says. But again, if you do set it up where you've already programmed in the maximum you're going to lose is 1% or 2%, that ensures that you will never have a big loss ever
right.
in your trading career.
Sure it does. Yeah, it absolutely does. And of course, risk management is number one, isn't it, Matt? I mean, you've got to know how to manage risk in the financial markets. You shouldn't be placing a trade or even buying an investment in the financial markets if you don't understand how risk works.
Yeah.
More importantly, how to manage that risk.
That's why the banks are so good at trading, by the way. They're kings of risk management. That's what most of their training is in.
Huge part of your job. Huge. Hey, folks, we got to pause for station identification. We'll be right back. This is Power Trading Radio. If you're just now joining us, this is Power Trading Radio with Christopher Crum and
Matt McGrath.
And we were talking about setting it and forgetting it in the last segment. That is setting up four trades in the financial markets, whether it's stocks, options, currencies, or futures, or all four. But you set up those four trades and your software can then trade for you. You don't have to sit there and watch it and make buying and selling decisions all day long. You just tell the software. And I think that's one of the key elements and one of the things that our students have an advantage in that they make these decisions up front and prior to even going into the markets.
And that's what the banks do, by the way.
Yeah, they know what they're buying. They know what they're buying it for. They know what they're going to sell it for a profit. And then before they even push one button or click the mouse to then execute the trade, they also put another sell order in there for a loss. It's the stop loss you were talking about. But we make these decisions up front. That also empowers you to then set the software up and forget it and let the software go ahead and trade for you. Which then frees up your time so you can go do a lot of cool things.
Sure.
Whatever you want to do. And that was truly what was appealing to me about trading is that I had a freedom of schedule.
Right.
And, you know, I'm a very my wife is number one in my life, my kids, my grandkids, and I love spending time with those people. You know what? I don't have to ask a boss if it's okay if I go to Grandparents' Day for Foster's, sixth grade class Grandparents' Day. I just go do what I want to do.
Sure.
And I don't have to ask for time off on Christmas Eve because I want to spend time with my family and get ready to make them dinner that night. I don't have to ask for vacation time because,
right.
you know, I'm self-employed. And a lot of people think that owning your own business is risky. Of course, it is risky. It can be risky.
Oh, sure.
If you're not willing to put in the work and do what you need to succeed. But, man, let's talk about how risky a job is. Because, I bet there are a lot of people in this audience that were laid off or became displaced workers because they're working for a big company and they decided that their profits aren't good enough. Well, let's just go ahead and shut down that division.
Right.
And so next thing you know, they're laying off 2,000 people and maybe you've been one of those people.
Or maybe there's a change or it's been taken over by another company.
Good friend of my wife's was working as a travel agent. She'd been with that company for 23 years. And she came into work. In fact, we attended a friend's funeral here several weeks ago, and she was very good friends with this guy, too. And then that afternoon, she was called in for a meeting, and they let her go.
Oh, you're kidding. After the funeral?
After the funeral.
Oh, my God.
She had no clue it was even coming,
wow.
right? And then, you know, here this woman is grief-stricken anyway because she's lost her friend, and now she's lost her job the same day. But this is the kind of things that happen in corporate America. She worked for a very large company. They decided to do cutbacks. She
right.
was one of the people that they decided to cut. She had one of those higher salaries. So, you know what? Good luck to you. Thanks for your 23 years, you know, 23 years you're never going to get back again. And I just, you know, something like that. And she's like, what am I going to do? And I'm like, have you ever thought about trading the financial markets? And she said, no. So she has kind of an interest in doing this.
Nice.
And it would be a neat thing for her, too, because that job can be a grind when you're grinding out 50 to 80 reservations a day. It's all data entry and, you know. I don't know how people do it, to tell you the truth.
Well, and then what's sad after all of this when we work in these careers where, like you said, we're really just trading our time for our paycheck is then when we finally do retire, the average American doesn't even have enough money to live 1 year in retirement.
Right.
After all that, I mean, you would think the one benefit of exchanging your time for a paycheck is that in your golden years, you would have enough money to live out those years. And yet 96% of Americans do not. 96% of Americans outlive their money. They die penniless.
Right.
And again, only 15% have enough money to live 1 year in retirement.
Yeah.
That's what's sad about it.
I'll tell you what, Matt, that's the thing that I get fired up about, because you know what? I came from rags to riches, and I paid my dues for it. But a lot of people think that they're paying their dues, they're hard workers, and they're making other people rich.
Right.
And they're not doing anything for themselves. And then there's the people that are out there and they've got a 401k and they think, well, okay, I'm putting money in my 401k every month. So, you know, I've got 30 years, I've got 40 years here to do this. It'll just work out in the end. And they have absolutely
right.
zero plan. And by the way, I say this on the show all of the time. We live in the greatest damn country in the world. The one country where you can be financially independent at some point in time in your life. It's just the people don't plan for it. And if you don't plan for it, then you're planning to fail.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all there is to it. And if you don't put effort into it, then it's not going to, it's going nowhere. And I'll tell you something, folks, you're on your own. Nobody's going to take care of you in the end. It's just not going to happen. If you can live off the $1,200, $1,800, $2,200 a month that Social Security pays you, well, then good for you.
By the way, that assumes it's even there. I think I am of the age, I think the first year where they say they won't have enough money, they won't have enough money to pay benefits.
Right.
But, you know, assuming that it is even there, I think the maximum you can even receive in Social Security is $2,200 now, isn't it?
I think it is.
Yeah, I mean, that's not enough money to live on.
Well, it certainly isn't going to support my lifestyle, Matt.
No,
mine
either.
You know, I've got a trophy wife that likes to travel
right.
four or five times a year and live in a nice house and drive a nice car. And then I've got kids and grandkids I'm going to be trying to put through college.
Right.
You know, look, I mean, if you could put yourself in a place where you can control your income, you're not dependent on another adult telling you, hey, you know, we feel like you're more valuable to us now, so I'm going to give you an extra $5,000 a year. Hell, give yourself a $5,000 a month pay raise
yeah.
by just trading the financial markets. You know, to make $5,000 in a month, what size of an account would you need?
Well, again, if you traded all 6 days, you could actually do that on a $5,000 account. But there's a lot of variables involved. The average student, a graduate here, trades 4 days a week. And I would recommend that you start with at least a $10,000 account if you're realistically trying to make $5,000. Again, that you know, if you were right on half of your trades, which is the expectation we set our graduates up with, you could do that on a $5,000 account, but I think it's always good to have a buffer.
Yeah, I mean, most of our, once you get good at it, you're going to be do a lot better than this coin flip we're talking about, this 50% being correct. But that's a conservative way to look at it.
Yeah, I had a student last week who graduated our core strategy class here, I've never had this happen before, but he was actually right on all four of his trades 3 days in a row right out of the gate, and I've never seen that before. Usually that happens just once a month. That's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
But again, there's exceptions to every rule. But I think a good, realistic expectation is to be right on half your trades. And we recommend that our students not even trade any real money until they confirm they are 50% accurate consistently
sure.
on simulator, which is fake money in the
right.
real market. And then also, of course, with your money in the class.
Right. If you're doing four trades a day and you're right on half your trades, you'll make about $200 per every thousand. I mean, $5,000.
Right.
I'm sorry, and every $5,000, you'll have $200 in profit. So you know, you could make pretty darn good money on a $5,000 account if you're trading 5 days a week. That comes out to about $4,000 for the month, right? If my
yeah.
math is correct. You know, so it kind of depends on how large your account is. But if you're wanting that pay raise, why not take matters in your own hands? It takes about in the beginning 45 minutes to an hour to sit down, and if you're brand new to it, to go through your pre-trade routine. Find those four trades that are low risk, high probability, and high reward by nature. Find those four trades that are out of whack as far as supply
right.
and demand goes. And then it's point and click technology to tell your software what to do.
Well, and I want to
set it and forget it and go to work. And then guess what? You've just given yourself that pay raise.
And by
if
the
you're
way,
wanting, if you're wanting $6,000 a month, look at $4,000 a month on your $5,000 account, you've just given yourself a $48,000 a year pay
yeah,
raise.
That's huge.
That's a hell of a lot better probably than the 3 or 4% cost of living raise that you're going to get on your yearly review today.
If you're lucky, by the way.
If you're lucky.
Now, most of the people I know don't get any raises most years.
Yeah, no, I know. A lot of bosses don't do it. No Christmas bonuses, no raises. Nothing like that.
Yeah. I wanted to add, Chris, by the way, this routine that you keep talking about that takes 45 minutes to an hour, we give our students here. So, I mean, we literally provide you, once we know what asset it is that you're going to trade, we give you a routine that you can use.
That's exactly right, Matt. So we teach our students, obviously, how to do all of this. I mean, that's why we exist. And we're teaching students how to trade in the same way that the banks and institutions do. because this is a competition when we go out into the markets every day. Everybody's just simply trying to extract money from somebody else's account.
Yeah, that's really
and so,
what it is.
You know, you're in a battle royale, so to speak. And the banks and institutions are the ones that have all the weight on their side, all the power. They've got all the heavy lifting power.
Right.
The five largest banks collectively manage about $9 trillion in the market. And they have a lot of purchasing power, a lot of punch to their trades. We don't want to trade against those guys. We don't want them targeting our accounts to take our money. We want to trade along with them.
Exactly.
And then target the folks that they are targeting because they're the profitable ones. They'll pull $100 million. One company will pull $100 million in profit out of the markets in one day. We want to trade right along with those heavy hitters. Hey, folks, we're going to pause real quick, but we'll be right back. Welcome back. Hey, I think I can speak for my co-host, Mr. Matthew McGrath here.
You can.
And saying that I want to thank you folks so much for listening to our show today. We love doing this radio show. It's one of the highlights of our week. I think I can speak for you in saying that, too. I enjoy doing it. Matt does, too. We wouldn't be able to do it without our listeners.
And no.
Special shout out to you guys that listen to the show every weekend. I mean, you know, it's always kind of a shock to me when I meet people that come into the academy and they're like, I've been listening to your show for 3 years. You know?
Right.
I'm like, really? Is that good that you actually have set a device to remind you to listen to our show?
I was talking outside of our building the other day during break to one of my students, and he said that he has a friend that's been listening to the show for almost 5 years. And has still never come into one of the trading workshops, and he just can't believe that he's not come in because it's so low key. I mean, you learn so much. It's very low key. There's no pressure to do anything. But he said he's still working on his friend to come in.
That's crazy. You know, it's so funny that people will sit on their hands like that. And there's so many people that listen to the show that would like to change their lives financially.
Right.
And people that are intrigued by it. And yet, you know, well, if I go into the academy, they're going to try and sell me something that I might not want. And there's nothing further from the truth.
Right.
I mean, to tell you the truth, I mean, we do these free workshops, and it helps us evangelize what we do. But quite frankly, not everybody should be trading the financial markets.
Yeah, it's one of the first things we mentioned.
And so, you know, people that come into that workshop, I think, are people that are going through some self-discovery more than anything. They're trying to decide, is this something that I would like to do? Would I enjoy learning this and doing it? Can I really make money doing this? That's another question that's in people's minds when they come into those workshops. How hard is it to learn how to do it, and how difficult is it?
Right.
Is it really what Matt Chris says? I mean, that it only takes 45 minutes to an hour of my time, and I could actually make money. I could make a living doing that. And so, you know, you need information about it. And I recommend people, anybody that is interested in going into the financial markets, first and foremost, you've got to have some education.
Right.
And, you know, there are different places you can get education. It's not just Online Trading Academy. I think we're the best ones. But, you know, I started off by reading a couple of books. There's 63,024 books on Amazon last time I looked that you could buy that claim to have the secret sauce, the silver bullet for success in trading the financial markets. But it's my experience that you're much better off going into and actually learning from people that know how to do it.
Right.
Because it is complex. And there is a language to the markets. And there's software that you need to learn how to navigate. And there's an arsenal of a tool set that you need to learn about.
Yeah.
You know, you need to understand what an exchange-traded fund is. You need to understand what a naked put is, or just what a put is, or a call. And you need to understand what a stop loss is, how to go through the mechanics of shorting the market.
Yeah,
we go through a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, and you need to know how to put it all together into an actual trade routine, which is part of a trade plan.
Right.
And that's incredibly important. It's funny you mentioned that you read a book. I did read one book on trading, on candlestick charts. But I actually, what I relied on, I was very good at saving money. So I was good at maxing out my 401k every year, my IRA every year. I saved a lot of money on the side. So I was very good at saving money. But what I did was I picked a lot of stock picking services. So I subscribed to Jim Cramer's Charitable Trust from Mad Money, Investors Business Daily, MaverickTrader.com, and Motley Fools. And by the way, those are not cheap. I spent over $400 a month
right,
just for those subscriptions. And I'm here to tell you, there is no substitute for just having the knowledge of how to trade yourself.
Right.
You know, my biggest loss that I ever experienced before I became an educated trader was a company called Global Crossings. I don't know if any of your listeners have heard of that before. Fundamentally, very strong stock on paper, but they filed bankruptcy. You know, that was one of the picks that I paid $100 a month for through one of those services.
Wow.
I just mentioned. And again, there's no substitute for just learning it yourself.
There's not. And it is a learned skill. I guess what I'm leading up to is that we have professional traders. Many of our instructors come from Wall Street, Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the Chicago Options Exchange.
Oh, yeah.
So they've got tons of years of experience in doing it. And, you know, wouldn't it be neat? I mean, if you wanted to learn how to do this, wouldn't it be neat to go in and spend 2 or 3 days learning this patented rule-based strategy and then spending the rest of your class, the first class is 7 days in length, spending the rest of that time actually trading live in the market with that retired
trader? Well, it's not only neat, it's
trader.
Critical. I mean, it's
yeah.
a hands-on skill.
Right.
I mean, you can talk about trading, you can read about it as much as you want, but you don't actually get good at it until you dive into this and you actually use those tools in the brokerage account.
And
what's beautiful about your program is that they're risking real money. They're not trading on, you know, a fake simulated account. They're trading from your account.
Right.
And that's unbelievable.
But the most important part of that is that the instructor is standing right over your shoulder and mentoring you while you're doing it, and making
right.
sure you're going through the right motions, you're following the steps in your pre-trade routine, and you're identifying good trades.
Yeah.
And then, of course, providing you with feedback. And it's invaluable. And the fact that you can repeat those classes as many times as you want to over the course of your lifetime, it's a lifetime benefit.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. It's a no-brainer.
The best way to learn anything in this world is simply to follow someone who already does it successfully.
Who does it well.
And by the way, I mean, in any field where you can earn that kind of money, that's how they do it. That's how a doctor gets trained. They don't just go through the classes. They then have to go through an internship and a residency where they are following people that already do it successfully. And then, of course, the reward to that career is they make over $1 million a year, right?
They could.
Yeah. I mean, if they're a specialist, they do.
Right.
And again, in any field where you can earn that kind of money, that's the best way to learn it, is to follow people that have already done it successfully for a long time.
Right. You need an expert. So if you wanted to do this, of course, you need some seed money, so to speak, because you're in the business of buying and selling. You'd have to open a brokerage account. After you got trained, you'd want to open that brokerage account and then start trading. And I think that there's kind of some misconceptions about how much money you need to get started.
Right.
Certainly, you know, I started with a little E-Trade account years ago and put a couple $1,000s in there. There's no way in hell I could have made, replaced my six-figure income with that. But I just wanted to do it to experiment. That's what a lot of retail traders do.
Right.
They're hobbyists. But you need some money to get started with. But you know what? I bet you'd be surprised to learn that you don't need a ton of money to get started.
No, you don't. This isn't like a financial advisor who will make you have $250,000 before they even see you.
Right.
Again, we're talking about trading. And to open a trading account, you really only need to have $2,000.
Right.
Again, you won't make a ton of money doing that. But in the beginning, you'll target about $80 a day. And that is a lot of money to many people. The key, with regardless of what you start with, whether you start with $2,000 or $5,000 or $10,000, is what you do with those profits. When your account doubles, if you leave your profits in, now you can make twice as much money each
yeah.
day. So on that little $2,000 account, you're now making $160 a day when it's grown to $4,000. And when mm-hmm. it grows to $8,000, you're making $320 a day, and so on. You can get to great levels of income with a small account.
And that's exactly how the majority of our graduates that have retired to do this for a living, you know, way back when first bought the Academy, our average student was in their 50s or 60s.
66.
But they were ready to retire, and they didn't save any money for retirement. So they thought, well, this would be a cool way for me to be able to retire. I can still go yeah. fishing or play golf every day and still pay the mortgage. And that's kind of what it was like way back, way, way back then. But, you know, people have changed now. There are a lot of people that are, 40 years old, 30 years old. They just decide, when I have other adults tell them, what, dude, man, I can't talk all of a sudden. I have a stroke? What happened here? They decide that they just want to do this. And it's a great gig.
Yeah, 80% eventually become both, right? Most of my students I work with, they start with a small cash trading account, somewhere between $2,000 and maybe $15,000. And then once they've gotten very good at creating income, they now have the confidence to manage their long-term investment account as well, like their IRA.
Sure. You know what, folks? I'm sure we have a few tickets left to these workshops that we're giving away on the commercial breaks. Unfortunately, there won't be another commercial after the show ends today. So I'll end the show today by going ahead and inviting you folks to sign up for these workshops, the powerful, comprehensive 3 or 4 hour workshops that'll teach you how we time the markets with a great degree of accuracy. We'll introduce you to the four asset classes, stocks, options, currencies, and futures. Introduce you to our rule-based strategy, patented rule-based strategy that you could use to create income from a trading account, or you could build wealth over time in your long-term investments. And you know what? It's a $500 value, but if there's tickets left, you can find out just by going out to our website. It's tradingacademy.com. That's T-R-A-D as in Dan, tradingacademy.com. And that's all one word, Matt.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so go out there and you can actually look up the dates. You can check your schedule and see if there's a convenient time to come in. We do these workshops all the time. We have evening workshops. We have day workshops.
Even Saturdays.
Saturday workshops sometimes. So I'm sure you can find a convenient time to come in and spend some time at the Academy, get to know us a little bit, find out what the markets are all about. So tradingacademy.com is the website that you want to go to if you want to take advantage of this offer as a thank you for listening to our show today. That's tradingacademy.com, Trading Academy, T-R-A-D as in Dan, Trading Academy, all one word. Hey, if you want to find me and Matt, you can find us on Facebook, and that is facebook.com/OTAKC. If you want to learn more about just us, that's our social page, of course, for the Academy. So you can check us out there, facebook.com/OTAKC. Hey, on behalf of our producer, Mr. Matthew Roberts, and my good friend and co-host, Matt McGrath, I'm Christopher Crum. Please tune in again next weekend. For now, we've got to say so long.
The preceding program was sponsored by Online Trading Academy of Kansas City.